From NPR and WBUR, I'm Lisa Mullins in for Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's courtroom chair is now draped in black. It's a high court tradition going back to the 1800s.
But modern day politics are also at play today as well. The death of Antonin Scalia is giving President Obama the chance to affect the balance of power, not just in the high court, but also potentially in the U.S. Senate. And that's shifting attention to campaigns that are going on behind the bigger stage of the presidential race. Several Republican senators who are up for re-election in swing states, such as Ohio, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, and Wisconsin, are finding themselves in a tough spot. They're caught between GOP leaders who want them to fall in line against President Obama and rival Democrats who need just 5 seats to win outright control of the Senate next year. Joining us now is Ron Elving, senior Washington editor and correspondent at NPR. Hello, Ron.
Good to be with you, Lisa.
Okay, Ron, if you were a fly on the wall in the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's office, what do you think you might hear concerning the calculus that he's having to make right now on Scalia's replacement?
One would have to guess that right now in his office, they're discussing the recent statement by Charles Grassley, who is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee and the man who's really supposed to be in charge of the process, if there is going to be one, to consider a nominee from the president. And we know there is going to be one from the president. Charles Grassley has said maybe they would still consider having hearings. He wants to wait and hear who the nominee from the president might be before ruling out hearings. But of course, what we've been hearing over the last several days is that the Republicans don't want to have any sort of a process at all. So the Grassley thing has to be cranked into the consideration. Also, I'm sure they're doing some polling to see whether or not it might be an issue for the Democrats to go out there and say, hey, the Senate Republicans refused to even have a hearing on the president's nominee to fill the court seat left by Antonin Scalia. That could be an issue in the Senate races going into November.
Okay. And the Senate's senators, the Republican senators considered the most vulnerable as of right now anyway, are Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire, Rob Portman of Ohio, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. They are joining Mitch McConnell in calling for, as you said, the next president to nominate somebody to fill Justice Scalia's seat on the Supreme Court and not for Barack Obama to do it. What kind of pressure are they under?
They're under tremendous pressure from one particular direction, and that is from the hardcore base of their own party. Now, if Mitch McConnell is going to come down on that side and say we should just stiff-arm the president on this totally, then Mitch McConnell would be bringing pressure on them as well. But at this point, they're responding to the same kind of pressure that Mitch McConnell is feeling, and Charles Grassley to some degree. That is the pressure from those people who are so truly upset at the prospect of a Barack Obama appointee replacing this specific justice on the Supreme Court. Antonin Scalia is not just another vote among the 9 justices. He is the monument to conservatism in our time, and they just can't abide the idea of having him replaced by an appointee from Barack Obama. So they want to just refuse the process entirely, and that is a potent block in the Republican Party. They can raise primary challenges. Some of these candidates are still facing primary challengers before November, and they can also refuse to go out and vote for a Republican senator they otherwise would vote for if they're upset with them.
When you talk, though, about the idea of Scalia being the man who they want someone to replace him and be the standard bearer, like to sort of hold the torch the way he did, or would something a little bit less than that be good enough?
Something less than that may have to be good enough. You don't get an Antonin Scalia every day. You don't get one every year or every decade. He's a little bit like Ronald Reagan, really, in the sense that he seems to be a kind of once-in-a-lifetime figure. But they want someone as close to Antonin Scalia as possible, someone slavishly loyal to him, someone who would have had his imprimatur were the justice still with us.
Okay. And in terms of the candidates' positions on an issue, one of those that has been talked about the most that the court may take up once again is Roe versus Wade. Where do these candidates, especially the vulnerable GOP candidates, stand on abortion rights?
Generally, Republican candidates are pro-life. There are sometimes gradation. Kelly Ayotte, for example, in New Hampshire, would allow abortion in cases of rape and incest. There are small differences, but generally speaking, whenever a Senate Republican candidate lines up against a Democratic candidate for a Senate seat, the Republican is going to be pro-life and the Democrat is going to be pro-choice or pro-abortion rights, if you prefer. So that's one that can be counted on. But there are many other issues in which Antonin Scalia was a salient force for the conservative position, and he is also a symbol. It goes beyond the specific issues. It goes beyond the questions of cases that are actually before the court. And people are willing, his supporters, many of them are willing, to let the court be hobbled not only for this term, which is ending in June, but also for all of the 2016-2017 term, which would also be shorthanded.
Always good to talk to you. Ron Elving, NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent. Thanks again.
Thank you, Lisa.